The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTKA.com. Sam Webb, Ira Weintraub. You in the market for a new vehicle? Get on board with Brighton Ford. BrightonFord.com. 1-800-NEW-FORD. Make it out to the lot, 8240 West Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Order your new Ford now and save $1,000. Details over at BrightonFord.com. You can also check out the great deals, an unbelievable buying or leasing experience at Brighton Ford, because they have the deals that can't be beat, like the one on the Ford F-150 Super Crew, $246 a month with $4,000 down, or $331 a month with $1,120 down. The 2022 Ford Edge SEL, $240 a month with $3,250 down, or $322 a month with $1,500 down. Last but not least, that family mover. You know, I'm always thinking about, how do I move this huge, I mean, wife, two kids. Fortunately, my oldest is out on his own, wife and house, and so I don't have to try to figure it out how to fit another couple of people in that mix. But who knows, Ira? I mean, the wife is chasing me around the house. You never know. You never know. I'm just saying. Right, you're smacking your hands and chasing me around, man.
I'm just laughing. I'm not smacking my head. I'm just laughing.
I mean, we might need a little extra space.
I only say that because I always thought that once you get to a point of getting out of diapers, you realize you don't want to get back into them again.
Hey, man, I might have to take some measures at some point. Might have to tap out, Mr. Weintraub. But in the meantime, until that happens, might have to have that family mover, like the 2022 Ford Explorer four-wheel drive XLT, $292 a month with $3,000 down, or $393 a month with $1,500 down. For those and other great deals, get on board with Brighton Ford by going to BrightonFord.com. Call 1-800-NEW-FORD to make it out to the lot, 8240 West Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. I've been consistent on Matthew Stafford over the years. You listen to this show, I have never once questioned his talent. I questioned, and not just recently, not just last year, I've been long been a proponent of moving Matthew Stafford out here because he was never going to get the Lions over the hump. Great talent, not necessarily a great leader. Not a guy that's going to lead you to the promised land. Going to be the reason that you get there. So you guys remember back in 2016? Why am I bringing this up? I remember distinctly saying, move Matthew Stafford before you sign him to this gargantuan deal. We got a tweet. Why did I bring this up? Because Theus 313, who's with me on this, Theus, appreciate you, bro. Appreciate you. You are with me on this Matthew Stafford point, looking around saying, wait a minute. I don't even want to be in a position to have to defend the Lions. I mean, look, I'm right there with you saying that they have been horribly inept. But you forced Barry Sanders and Calvin Johnson into retirement, essentially, right? Two of the greatest to ever do it. Arguably the greatest to ever do it in their positions. They both quit with juice left in the tank. There's something to be said about how inept of a franchise you have to be in order to force that. I mean, think about that. These guys never reached the prime. I guess Barry made the NFC title game. But they never reached the kind of success collectively that their individual talent suggests they should have, right? And they definitely quit with juice still left in the tank. Here we are looking at other guys who, you know, guys whose greatness has been celebrated with Super Bowl and highlighted with Super Bowl success. And we're talking about, do they keep going when they, because they can still win. These guys never got there and they were just so dejected that they just couldn't do it any longer. That is about the franchise somewhat. Or mostly even. But Matthew Stafford, according, he said, from Theus 313, he said, right, Sam, Stafford also forced the Lions to sign for 12 years and sign a salary that took up the Lions salary cap, part Lions, but no room to add a great free agent. It was always going to be tough for the Lions to add marquee free agents, but I think there's a great point to be made there. What I remember distinctly, sitting on this show about 6 years ago, before the 2016 season, and mind you, the Lions in that year, they did make a run. They did go to the playoffs that year. But I said, look, trade Matthew Stafford. Trade him. The market will never be better. You have a couple of desperate teams out there. You guys remember who those desperate teams were?
Dallas was one of them at the time. Dallas it was right was before one Dak blew up.
I sat on this show and I said, look, you got a couple of takers. You got a couple of guys, a couple of teams who will buy high right now. Do it right now. Why? Because the Dallas Cowboys, they got a question mark there with Tony Romo. This was before Dak became Dak. Like, they didn't know Dak was Dak when they drafted Dak. And Zeke maybe was touting him. Maybe. I'm just saying, last check, what round was Dak drafted in? You know, I believe Dak was drafted in the fourth round. Yeah, fourth round pick. They ain't know Dak was Dak. So 2016, you got a desperate Cowboys team that I was talking about. You had the belief that Matthew Stafford is this transcendent talent. He just needs to get away from the Lions. Let's let him believe that. And you have the Minnesota Vikings. Oh, they won't. You won't trade in conference. Yeah. Why not? Why not? If you are ready to start anew, if you don't believe this guy can get you over the hump, I told you back then they could. So use that. Use that desperation of those franchises to move Matthew Stafford at a time when it made sense. Contract year. Those teams were desperate. It worked out for him in Dallas because Dak turned out to be a dude. I think you could have had a preemptive strike there, but let's say that you said, nah, they kind of realized soon after drafting Dak that they had something there. All right, if you believe that. Minnesota Vikings were real desperate. You know how desperate? They traded a couple number ones for Sam Bradford. I sat on this show and said before that happened, Cowboys or Vikings, move Matthew Stafford to one of those squads because he will never get you over the hump. So this is not me being revisionist. I've been saying this for years. Never talking about his talent, only talking about his ability or lack thereof to elevate a team. And so you want me to believe that he's elevating the Rams? Jim Goodman tweeted in, and I think this is a very poignant tweet. Very poignant tweet. He said, well, maybe, just maybe, the Rams are elevating the quarterback as opposed to the other way around. Maybe, just maybe. Oh, Zeke says, my worst take ever, saying that the Lions should have moved him to Dallas.
Trey Burke over Devin Booker is a worst take.
No, it was Stanley Johnson that year, wasn't it? Was it Stanley Johnson? I can't remember who that. Yeah, but hey, man, yeah, I missed on Devin Booker. That was not a horrible take saying the Lions try to move him to the Dallas Cowboys because they were desperate. They didn't know Dak was going to be Dak. Give me a break. Zeke is still trying to defend the QB sneak at the end of the game. Stop it, bro. Stop it with the worst takes ever if you're trying to defend that. No, they should have moved Matthew Stafford in 2016. You know, they got a couple of first-round draft picks this year. Imagine what they would have gotten if Sam Bradford commanded a couple of first-round draft picks back then. And Matthew Stafford, even after another few years of not getting the Lions over the hump, commanded a couple of first round draft picks. Imagine what he would have commanded in 2016. So again, I'm giving the guy credit for making a few plays in that game. But I look around and I say, hey, he has an all-time great supporting cast. All-time great. I mean, case in point, did you see how much pressure Tom Brady faced by comparison? I mean, Tom Brady has someone in his face every snap. Aaron Donald cannot be blocked. They talk about moves that the Lions made or didn't make, passing on Aaron Donald. Yeah, there are some moves in there that you could criticize the Lions for. Make no mistake. But I keep going back to the same thing. You never had a quarterback that was going to elevate you, that was going to put you over the hump the way Joe Burrow has in year two. In year two. Think about who he's elevating there. Ja'Marr Chase, off the rip. Joe Mixon, really, really good player. When Matthew Stafford got Reggie Bush had won a Super Bowl already. I'm just saying, you couldn't elevate that? When Joe Burrow is elevating guys who are, you know, younger or and more unproven? He couldn't do that 1 year in all the years that he was here. And that's just the Lions holding him back. Like, well, who's buying that? That's a very convenient narrative. Again, I don't want to be in a position to defend the Lions. Because I'm one of the main ones ridiculing them. They're draft picks. Who stood on the table talking about another first-round pick on a tight end? Stop it. That didn't work the last two times that you did it, trying to give Matthew Stafford a security blanket. Didn't help. Tweet us at Michigan Insider. Email us at studio@wtk.com. Yeah, now I'm pulling for the 49ers even more, Mr. Weintraub, because of that. I mean, I already wanted the Rams to lose so we could get some, you know, try to get a little bit higher pick, right? Anyway, we got the recruiting roundup coming up. Time of the show where we give you the latest and the greatest in football and or basketball recruiting. Take your recruiting questions at this time and this time only at 734-998-1050. Tweet us at Michigan Insider. Email us at studio@wtk.com. And by the way, I never said that Matthew Stafford wasn't a good quarterback. He's a good quarterback. He's a good quarterback. Like I said, Jimmy G has no TDs, two picks, and two wins. If anyone's elevating a QB, it's San Francisco. They're both elevating their QBs.
There's a lot of truth to that. But
they're both elevating their QBs. But it sort of makes my point that on some teams, Rams included, I think you put Jimmy Garoppolo on the Rams are in the same place, in my opinion. With Cooper Kupp, DeSean Jackson, Odell Beckham, Higbee, I'm sorry. You better be in the Super. You better be in the AFC or NFC championship game. That's kind of my point. And look at the Rams. I mean, give Kyle Shanahan a lot of credit for manufacturing things, putting a great defense out there, being able to run the football. They are elevating their QB, but the Rams are doing the same thing. Maybe not as much. I'll give you that. He's a better quarterback than Jimmy Garoppolo. But the point with Matthew Stafford is in all the years with the Lions, he never elevated the team even once. Even once. Who can argue that? He had some decent teams in there. Who can argue that? Never put him over the hump. How is that all the franchise? How is none of that his fault? We got to get to a break. Back on the other side here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA The Ticket.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching the Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.